Inbound comes to Jimenez, and they pressure her in the backcourt. She'll just fly through, bounce it to Combs, who gives it to Graham. Right corner, three on the way. Bang! Taylor Graham drains the tray.
That's the second tray of the game for the Lady Coyotes.
You keep throwing them, eventually they'll fall. 32-25, Tatum trailing by seven with 3 minutes to go. Devaney to Sanchez off of her hands and stolen away from behind by Madison Rice. And then Rice gets the ball knocked away from her from behind by Sanchez. But Tatum still with the pulse, 2:59 to go here in the third.
Melrose going to put two guards in the backcourt to help out with the press.
Inbound will come into Jimenez. She works against Roybal. Leaves it off for Graham in the left corner. Top of the arc, Duran. Head fake. She'll drive in. Put up a 10-foot floater. It won't fall. And the rebound off the tip into the hands of Devaney. Devaney will kind of act as the point guard. Picks up the dribble. Almost travels. Tosses it forward to Sanchez. Back to Devaney. And halfway between the arc and the timeline.
Devaney more of a post player, but she likes to dribble outside that circle.
Picks up her dribble and tries to throw it to Roybal, and picked away by Rice. 20th turnover. Maddie takes it coast to coast and lays it home. 11 points for Rice. She leads the way for the Lady Coyotes. They're back to within five. Full court press is on. High pass into the front court to May. May picks up the dribble, almost gets her pocket picked. Roybal there, though, to get a little handoff.
Coach King telling his team to slow it down and get some patience on offense with the Lady Buffs.
Devaney bounce pass to Roybal in front of her own bench, back out. Rice will steal it away on a pass intended for May. Madison coast to coast, and she is going to get fouled. The Tatum faithful, Coach Homer, they want the intentional.
The breakaway, yeah. If your defender is behind the offensive player going for a layup and they push from behind, it should be, yep.
And they will call it.
She's hurt, though. Maddie's up. Looks like she might have hit her knee on the floor.
Yeah, she got hit hard by Shannon May, her third personal, fourth team foul. And so Rice will shoot free throws. Looked like maybe she got the wind knocked out of her, too, because she was hammered and was pushed in to the support post underneath the basket.
Tell you how tough she is. About a month ago at Tatum or at Eunice, they were having a game, and in warm-ups, she rolled her ankle in warm-ups and couldn't play the rest of the game, was out for a couple of weeks after that. But she was back, and just like now, she's back up on the free throw line.
As she takes the deep breath, puts up the shot, and rolls it home. 12 points for Madison Rice, who is still not feeling good. She's going to take a moment and just kind of try and walk it off and catch her breath. Gets almost, Tatum back to within four. Sorry, Ty.
Yeah, almost perfect from the free throw line, 2-6 of 7 so far.
So made the first, lie the second. And it is up, and it is good. And it'll be Tatum basketball. They trail by three.
And they'll set it right where the foul occurred on the baseline, so real close to the hoop. And really is a big momentum shifter here with just a three-point deficit.
Can be. Maybe you look at getting Graham or Combs underneath, and it'll be Graham to inbound it. Normally, I think you'd send Rice on that play, but I think you need to give her just a second to finish catching her breath. Graham will inbound it. If she can, she'll flip it into Duran at the top of the arc. Abigail for three, and it is too hard off the back of the iron, and the rebound by Devaney on the blockout.
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of boards on the defensive glass.
32-29, a minute 43. Stolen away by Graham, and count the bucket and the foul! Taylor Graham picks the bucket of Devaney, puts up the shot, and she'll head to the line to tie it up. Devaney's second personal, fifth team foul on Melrose. Tatum still breathing.
I was kind of wondering how long Coach King was going to allow Devaney to do some of the dribbling there in the backcourt, getting kind of sloppy the last few minutes. She's tired, she's panting, and that caused a turnover there.
And he pulls out Sanchez instead of Devaney. And now they're going to put Devaney up on the front lines with May. So Graham at the line for the and one. If she makes it, it'll tie it.
And she's perfect, 4 for 4.
The and one is up, and make it 5 for 5. We're all tied at 32. Tatum on a run here in the third. Full court press on again to Mondragon. She works against Jimenez. To May, who gets hammered by Graham. A bad foul by Taylor as she was out of control coming through and got May right in the jaw.
Maybe a little bit too much energy flowing through her now after a big three-point play, but that put her into 10 points, too. The second double-digit score for Tatum, Maddie Rice with 13.
First personal on Graham. That'll be the fourth team foul on Tatum. Inbound to Devaney, to Sanchez. Sanchez to May, working towards the top of the arc, throwing underneath to Mondragon, and it is going to be stolen away, and flying out of nowhere was Duran, and she is down on the floor. Excuse me, that's Jimenez, and she's down and needs a moment.
Matty Rice is trying to tell the official not to call the coaching because they know if that happens, he's got to leave for at least one play. So that was kind of smart for Rice to step up. So we got two injured out there with Rice and Jimenez.
Walking wounded, but they are doing it gamely. Underneath to a wide open May. That would have been Jimenez's pickup. But May gets through the back door and puts it up and in. For May, that's her sixth. Back down to Duran. Shake and bake. Takes it into the left lane. Puts up a shot and gets it to fall. Abigail Duran now with five. We're still tied at 34 to May in the deep right corner. Tatum tries to trap her up. She'll toss it to Mondragon, who saves it to Devaney. Left wing, three on the way. That one is short, goes out of bounds. And wow, a late tip into the hands of Sanchez. How does that not go out? Top of the arc, Mondragon for three. That one will be short. Sanchez with the rebound and the putback. And she'll get her own rebound again. Gets her own rebound again. She gets three rebounds and finally gets fouled.
Four total.
Four rebounds for her. Three of them coming on that segment. And the foul going to be called on Sarah Combs, her third personal, fifth team foul.